Welcome to the Asylum. Classic hard rock and metal is where we live. It's what we do. I'm Ryan Daniels, celebrating World Metal Weekend with Lips from Anvil.
How's it going, man?
You guys have been busy on the road following up Juggernaut of Justice. How's it compare into following This Is 13?
I just think that the economy is really, the effect of what the tanked economy is just brutal.
It's jacking our entertainment budget, man.
You know, if they're not working, they can't come out.
and in light of that, I mean, that's kind of why we do what we do. And as a metalhead myself, that's the only release I got these days is going to a show.
Yeah, but you've got a job.
Right.
I think that you're right. It's a great way to release, you know, coming out to these shows, because you feel a hell of a lot better even if you are broke.
Right. So, and you guys have been touring around Canada. You're heading overseas with Saxon here shortly.
That's right. Yeah. We've been very busy.
Just looking on the tour schedule alone, anvilmetal.com is the website, facebook.com and myspace.com/AnvilMetal for all the goodies and Anvil Pounder information. And I've always liked this. The discography that you guys have is what? What are we on, 17 albums now?
Well, there's 14 studio albums.
Which is impressive in any catalog.
Yeah, I would hope so. I've been working hard my whole life and enjoying every minute of it. It's, we got extraordinarily fortunate and lucky. Somebody from a distant past came back and made a movie about us, and it really changed our lives in so many ways. And an incredible, incredible journey we've been on, and the level of gratefulness I can't even begin to express. Every moment counts.
After the movie came out, and you guys went on tour with AC/DC on the Black Eyes tour?
Yeah, we did.
What was that leg like coming back out into it? Of course, you never really stopped. You guys have put out albums constantly, but...
You have to come to realize that what might seem to have been a new start wasn't really... It was just more of a continuation.
Right.
Because the shows, and even the big shows like that, we were continuing to do, but just not in North America.
Right.
All the records that we've recorded since the first three have been basically financed out of Europe. So we've always had a very good stronghold in Europe. And as I said in the movie, the stronghold for heavy metal is in Europe.
Indeed. You've been through a little bit of lineup, but you and Rob particularly since 81 and putting the thing together.
I've been playing with Rob since 1973.
In what high school or grade school or something y'all started?
Yeah, and Rob was in junior high school and I was in high school. We're 2 years apart. So when the school used to call my house and my mother would pick up the phone, they'd go, "Where's your son?" I was down Rob's basement.
Probably down there playing guitars.
Well, that's exactly where I was.
Yeah, that's where it all begins, baby. Let's take a trip back from the first record. Here's School Love, Anvil on the Asylum. Well, let's see. We got the most recent studio album, Juggernaut of Justice.
Right.
On This Is 13th, you guys went back and worked with Chris, who did Metal on Metal and Forged in Fire. Also, he's worked with Thin Lizzy and Priest and many others. Did you guys work with him back on Juggernaut of Justice?
No, we didn't. We decided to change. You know, we were in a position where we had to make a difference. We had all this incredible exposure from the movie, and certainly, you know, there was high expectations and anticipation for whatever we were going to do as a result of that movie. We, of course, acquired management with Rick Sales, who manages Slayer. He brought a new guy in by the name of Bob Marlette.
Yes.
Bob's worked with Black Sabbath and Alice Cooper and Rob Halford. So it's not like it's a big difference in the sense of who the producers worked with. He's just a more intense producer. The albums that Bob has produced, as he would say, he sold 55 million records.
Yeah, that track record of experience, when you have it influenced or put into your album, really turns out a difference.
So that when he gave you an opinion on what you were doing, it wasn't coming from a place that you would take for granted or not take heed of.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if there was even an inkling of doubt coming from us, the first thing that he would do is snap back. Now, I've sold 55 million records. What's the difference?
Trust me.
How do you answer that?
And touring after that album, and we talked about the tour a minute ago. Touring's going well so far.
Earlier, like in May, we went across Canada, which was our first time. And unbelievably, some of the first time ever playing in places like Halifax or Moncton, or
uh-huh.
It was our first time ever in our own country. You know, it was incredible because you're thinking, geez, I just played in Bolivia, South in America, before I played in...
So did you feel a little bit of that, kind of like a hometown welcome?
Well, actually, that's exactly what it really turned into. The turnouts were absolutely astonishing, packed every night.
Wow.
And the response was out of control, off the hook. So what was next to impossible to attain all through the years,
right.
I'm finally getting to do it. I mean, that says enormous to us.
It's awesome, man. From Canada across the states to overseas, you guys enjoy the tour, man. On the road right now, won't keep you any longer. Lips, I do appreciate the time, buddy. Again, Lips, an honor to have you on the show for the debut launch of The Asylum. Thank you so much, and you enjoy the road, buddy.
Okay, we will. Thanks.
We're going to check out a new one from Juggernaut of Justice. You can find all your Anvil details at anvilmetal.com. We'll also have them on the homepage at asylummetalradio.com, so go check it out. From Juggernaut of Justice in stores now, here's F&A. Anvil's on The Asylum, baby.